100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was listed. So let's go ahead and get the stories out there. We got a bunch of them in, and I'll get back to you after you've heard them all.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Doing Their Bit for Charity. Pete's latest charity shop find was an old-looking pottery spaniel. The volunteer laughed, saying they'd had another one donated overnight. A pair! He nearly dropped it in his excitement. I'll take the other one too, and haggled the price down. He listed the pair on eBay as soon as he got home. The final bid was four figures. A disgruntled buyer contacted Pete a week later. The maker's marks had rubbed off, so he'd reported Pete for selling fakes. Pete's account was closed immediately, but the mysterious donor continued adding clever little Sharpie marks to their items before donating. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I've always been ambitious, one who sets their sights on achieving the almost impossible, and my current objective could be challenging. You see, I'm determined to get myself listed on the FBI's most wanted list. The competition is stiff, but I reckon I'm up to the task. It's just a matter of coming up with the right strategy. Should I become a serial killer, a terrorist, a cyber criminal, or fraudster? So many interesting options. It makes it hard to decide. Consequently, there's really only one choice as far as I'm concerned. I'll simply have to do the whole lot.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Not listed. He was furious. They had rejected his book. Years of work had been snubbed by pseudo-intellectuals who had nothing better to do than to scalpel every detail of his story. Yes, he got the color of his main character's eyes wrong once, so we could argue that it was a matter of perception, a symbolic overview of the character's rage. But no, they had rejected his masterpiece without a second thought. Breathe in and out. Calm down. He stood at the door of the jury room, holding a katana and thinking he'd do much better than his character. And this is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called The Grand Index. Mr. Franklin, you don't seem to be listed in Category B, stated the clerk. Please try Cat C, replied the priest. Lines scrolled across the screen. Not there, Father. Should I go to file 140? A quiet nod, and a clerk opened the iron cabinet. A shuffle of folders. Nope, not there. I think we'll need to go down into the cellar and check the parchments. Down the marble slabs, the clerk unrolled the oldest sheepskin. Here, it says, check the stone. With flashlight in hand, the two entered the crypt. On the great arch was the room for Franklin. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1016 with a prompt of listed. So here's my story. If I listed every way their competition has complicated our efforts, it would take all night, the man growled. Suffice it to say, the Black Knights are malicious enough to rule the Pacific Northwest all on our own. The man seemed happy enough to brag about his capabilities that Bilbert tried to keep him talking. How could Sabrina do anything to them, wherever they are? We know right where they are, he grinned. A little wave from Sabrina might crash on the beach, but with your help, a tsunami will wipe them away. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
We've been working around the clock to get the app ready for launch. Last minute testing and design changes. The beta program brought in a few more bugs and tweaks. Letting it run for a while, confirm it was stable and working. Everyone gathered in the auditorium as the timer counted down, and when it hit zero, everything stopped and then vanished. Fred halted the worker processes and ran the image duplicator. The software development team artificial intelligence module is a complete success, bug-free, and he knew he'd never have to write another program for himself. Ever. Again.
Well, that's it for this week's weekly challenge. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you didn't hear your story, well, I mean, you really should have sent it in. I mean, you've got time. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Just send it on in, and we'll take care of it. Anyway, until the next time, where the topic will be a melted chocolate bar, this is Lauren Simon saying thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.